Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Darnold's going to keep and get it into the end zone for the touchdown. All eyes to McCaffrey, and Sam Darnold takes it in, his second rushing touchdown of the year. And one more snap, and that'll do it. So the Panthers win it, and a final of 24-9.
24-9 last night, the final, the Panthers win. The show survives. Welcome on in, BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe G, Joe O, Aaron Hawksworth on a Football Friday. We got a ton to get to as this show goes along. Every NFL game we'll touch on. We'll bring on our guest, Gilles Gallant, later on, who's always so great on touchdown props. We'll hit some college games. We got a ton to get into. But last night, Joe and Aaron, we survived. We got through that. The show picked the Panthers. And how about this before we just get into it? So another home team lost last night. Not surprising, right? It's the Texans. We all thought the Panthers would win. But now home teams, I believe, are what? They're under 500 straight up, way under 500 against the spread. Home teams so far this season, we've had that discussion this week about home field advantage. Does it exist anymore? It didn't matter, short week. The Panthers, even losing McCaffrey, which we'll get to, they found a way. Joe, that was ugly. Football Friday is here, but we're through. We're through on our survivor.
It's interesting what you bring up about the road teams and their success early on in the season, because you still see, and we need a much larger sample size, but you still see a lot of bettors. Anytime they see a home dog, they just can't give up those old habits. I'm not saying that you should. We're just saying that home field, the value just is not there like it once was. That was not comfortable. 7-6 at halftime. I was not feeling good. Like, I was, the stomach was starting to turn. I was doing a lot of work in the first half, so I didn't watch much of it. So I sat down and was able to watch the entire second half. But yeah, that was not a great feeling. I mentioned yesterday, I was going to be in a bad mood. I was going to be borderline depressed. I had there are some survivor pools where I have 10 spots. Four would be with Carolina, or when I have 20 spots, I put 8 on Carolina. So thankfully they came through. Doesn't it feel great though for the show one? We don't have to sweat that. There are no concerns, and you can just kind of hope for some chaos for others on Sunday.
Yes. I mean, this was the first time during the game that I was like, I was wondering about our show survivor pick. Like, at the first couple of weeks, I didn't think about it. I was like, oh, they'll be fine. It'll get through. No worries. This time I was like, oh no, are we going to be out in week 3? So we get through, we get the win. It was ugly. Aaron, unfortunately last night, Christian McCaffrey goes out, which changed the game. I know it changed some of people's props, certainly a same game parlay. Aaron, you were all over Christian McCaffrey, who probably would have had a big game. He always seems to have big games, but he got hurt last night, which really is a big deal for the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, that was scary and brutal. And also, they also lost Horn as well. J.C. Horn broke his foot. So it's going to be tough for this Panthers team. I mean, no one expected them to get off to a 3-0 start. They'll be back on the road week 4. They visit the Cowboys. And then... I actually don't know their schedule after
home
that.
I think it's home for the Eagles after that.
Is it? Okay. So, yeah, it's not going to get that much easier for them. It's too bad they lost McCaffrey and suffered some injuries, even though they did get off to that 3-0 start, pulled out the win. My McCaffrey bets, oh, they did not hit. But the DJ Moore over 67.5 and then Davis Mills under 34.5, those both hit. But I had a few McCaffrey ones, so that sucked.
That's always the dicey part with player props and overs in football. You have the chance of injuries, especially with running backs. And yeah, that's the part that stinks. That's where the books really have the advantage. Paul Aspen, if you could jump on for a quick minute, I don't want you to feel attacked, but I got to say, I mean, you're feeling good. You're 3-0. You're 70-1 prop. Last team to lose, Carolina Panthers. So we're down to 7. We'll certainly be down to 6. Tampa Bay, LA Rams facing off this weekend. I don't feel good about it for you.
I don't feel attacked.
Yeah.
I feel terrible.
What do you feel?
Going into Dallas, I mean, what's that? I mean, I know a running back doesn't really move the line, and we'll see. I mean, still a short week for Dallas, but if there's
the horn's rough,
especially against that offense. That was insult to injury or injury to injury, however you want to say it. But So they were offering me like what 6-1 to cash out before this game. I might seriously consider if it's even up to 8, even if it's still the same, going 6x on a bet that was a flyer at best. I might have to seriously consider it.
Well, wait, is it 6 or 7? I forgot. But what if a couple get bounced? You might have to hang on.
If the Cardinals losing Jacksonville again, right? It's not like.
Denver's not going to lose.
Right, Denver's not going to lose. But the Rams
could beat the Bucks.
Right, I think that's the key. If San Francisco loses to the Packers, again, yeah, kind of depends on what happens this weekend to make it worth it. Mm-hmm. But it's a good bet, though. Yeah, a lot of CLV. Give me a CLV trophy.
Well, the other thing is Darnold. Like, he won the game. On the road, prime time, bad history there, did enough. How about, I got to tell you a story. All right. So one of the sports books, I noticed that I got have a $25 free bet.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, when is this good till? Do I want to use it here? All right, it's prime time. I'll be watching anyways. Why not get a little bit of a sweat? First touchdown. Want to take a shot. Get some good odds. I slot in Darnold. I slot him in for the free bet. Good. Paul already hangs his head.
You took him out.
And then I start thinking, you know what would be really funny? It's a free bet. I don't care. Everyone says Davis Mills sucks. He's not very mobile. What if we get Davis Mills first touchdown of the game and he's 40-1? So I
you
took
went
out
the other
I took out Darnold. And just because I thought, just for the narrative, I thought it would be funny. I thought it'd be good content. Davis Mills starts the game off with a rushing touchdown. Everybody's freaking out. All these people with Survivor. 21% took Carolina in my pool. I just thought it'd be funny. So I took Darnold out, put in Mills. Cost me $500.
20-1?
He was around 20. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed last night. Sometimes FanDuel will.
Paul looks so disgusted.
You learned nothing from last week. We took the Raiders out and put in the Browns, and you just did the same thing. I don't know how I feel about this going into the weekend.
It's a free bet.
Can we cut the "I'm an idiot" from Joe? We just need to drop that in every once in a while.
I put in the Browns, right?
No. We. It was a wee thing. But I mean, you're definitely on the Raiders. But I'm just saying, this
so
time,
stupid.
It's on
All right,
you,
I gotta stop doing that. Stop doing it. I'm not that mad about it because it's a free bet. I didn't.
Right.
But
you know what's
quarterback,
interesting?
Quarterback's first touchdown. There's always value unless their name is Lamar Jackson.
Yes. Well, of course, because he just gets them anyway. FanDuel, they'll often like share when people win on those kind of things. They shared a bunch last night. They were retweeting people that had won with Sam Darnold, like the same thing you did. They did it on FanDuel, but they actually left Darnold in and they won. Like Sam Darnold, before the game last night, how many rushing touchdowns did he have in his career? A few, maybe? I mean, he doesn't have many touchdowns to begin with. He's not a running quarterback. And he had two last night.
You know what you could find for two rushing touchdowns? 100-1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be the first time since maybe USC, maybe high school, that Sam Darnold's run for 2 touchdowns in a game. So that went and that worked. The under hit in the game, which was really never a doubt. The under hit in the game. Yeah, DJ Moore came up earlier. He's really good. You know, he's the guy now for Sam Darnold with McCaffrey out. He's really good.
Primetime overs are dead, so now they are 1-6. That was the first under in primetime this season. DJ Moore, he hit that in the very early. 8 grabs, 126 yards. You know what's interesting is I'd be really mad if I had any Robbie Anderson on fantasy teams. He doesn't even look his way at all. He had like 2 targets. It's a guy they just paid, big part of the offense last year. You're not going to complain much if you're a Panthers fan because your team is 3-0. Mm-hmm. But Robbie Anderson, you figure he's going to have to get involved, especially with McCaffrey out now. And we like Matt Rhule on this show, but he's may have had some questionable decisions. Not David Culley level that we saw last night, but Matt Rhule,
That's when I knew we might be all right. When Culley's punting from like the 50. Or 45.
I think it was 39. I think it was the 39.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. Yeah. You're inside like 40. Yeah.
What are we doing, David Culley? Like, I just like that clip that of him talking about analytics. Like, I just, that guy's lost. I mean, yeah, they're lost. All right, let's hear from Sam Darnold, who did play well enough and scored 2 touchdowns to get his team a win.
We're resilient. You know, we had, you know, a lot of guys in the building and with us in OTAs, which, you know, kind of showed kind of the type of team that we wanted to be. But then we went to Spartanburg. We had a great training camp, a hard training camp down there in the heat. And, it kind of showed what kind of team we were when we, you know, practiced against Baltimore and Indy. We always knew what kind of team we had. It was just about going out there on game day and executing. And we've been doing a good job so far. We just got to, you know, keep taking it 1 week at a time.
1 week at a time, the Panthers are 3-0. Yes, next week doesn't look as promising. They're in Dallas after all the injuries, and including the one to Horn. Let me throw something you guys I thought about last night watching the game. And I don't think Darnold played particularly great. But do you think teams like the Colts and the Washington football team, Aaron, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, the Washington football team in particular, do you think they regret not choosing Darnold? Right, because you had all these quarterbacks available this offseason. Ryan Fitzpatrick signed with Washington. The Colts traded for Carson Wentz. Darnold's the one that's playing the best right now. I guess Bridgewater, who the Panthers dumped, is also playing well. But, you know, of the Darnold, Wentz, Fitzpatrick, kind of like, we need a quarterback, let's get a guy. Darnold's the one that's 3-0. I wonder if those teams regret not, because they could have had him. Anyone could have had Sam Darnold.
I agree. I mean, Sam Darnold, even last night, he faced quite a bit of pressure. He was sacked three times, and he was still effective, you know, taking those shots. I think Washington definitely has to regret it. I almost wonder if at the quarterback position, they're just cursed because they just cannot get it right. It's just quarterback after quarterback, things not working out. RG3 is still in the conversation. I don't even know why that narrative never goes away. It's ridiculous.
Here's the thing. Those teams don't have Joe Brady, right? Like that's part of it. Are you getting this Sam Darnold? If they found their guy, that is something, because you're not talking about giving up a first-round pick.
Right.
I criticize them for passing on Fields and some of the other quarterbacks that were on the board in this draft. But if they found something with Darnold, if he's top 15, that's what you're asking for with the looks of this defense. That could be a bit, that could be a big deal for the Panthers moving forward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think about the Colts this weekend, right? I mean, they don't have Joe Brady. They do have Frank Reich, who I think everyone respects, thinks is a good offensive mind. They chose Wentz. And that was basically because the relationship Reich and Wentz had, and that worked in Philadelphia. But like, if you're the Colts right now, if you give truth serum to Chris Ballard and Frank Reich, who'd you rather have right now? Carson Wentz or Sam Darnold? Like, Darnold's 3-0, and Carson's not even going to play this weekend, or he's going to be hobbled. So it's just interesting that all this quarterback movement, you're going to have that, right? There's going to be regrets. I mean, obviously the Rams feel the best about what they did because they ended up with Matthew Stafford. But everybody else, they got veterans. I mean, look, these teams, some of these teams feel great. Like Teddy Bridgewater, who got dumped by the Panthers. He's off to a great start. Teddy covers. I was looking at some of the numbers last night for Teddy, by the way. All that guy does is cover. It's unbelievable.
I wish he was on the road because I'd be betting him. He's 23-3 ATS in his career. It's wild. One more other prop from last night. Mm-hmm. No sweat on the over 5.5 sacks. Middle of the third quarter, that one hit. Both quarterbacks got sacked. Darnold has been getting sacked. I mentioned that in the show a bunch yesterday, even with that Texans front.
You know what? By the way, as we were watching that, I thought we were so close to that last drive. I thought Davis Mills was going to give it away for an interception. I thought we were going to get the defensive touchdown.
That would have made my night. But hey, I'm not going to be picky here. Because we got Carolina, we got through in Survivor in the Circa, so we're all good there.
We're getting closer on the same game parlay.
Did we hit 4 out of 5 last night? Was that it? 3 out of 5.
The 16.5 did not get that.
16.5. The alternate spread didn't hit. All right, quickly before we have a full day of football on tap here. The St. Louis Cardinals won again, everybody. They won again.
Yeah.
Is it 12 in a row now?
Yeah.
There it is. Jake Hassan. 12 in a row. What's the World Series odds down to now?
They're in. They're in. 4.5 game lead. It's over.
I thought for sure they were going to lose that game. That was insane that they won that game yesterday.
They should have. Down 5-1 in the seventh, and they still come back. Yeah,
so
that's just
right
one
now,
of those things.
On FanDuel, they are now 30-1.
Oh.
The Yankees and Cardinals almost have the same odds. The Cardinals were 130-1. What was that? 2 weeks ago? Is that when you got it, Paul? 2 weeks ago?
If that, maybe 10 days.
Yeah.
Here's the bad thing. Yeah, I don't even think it was 10 days.
It was. I think it was on the 15th because I got it too. At
sounds
130
right. To okay. 9 days. Okay. Wow. Toronto's out right now. I don't like
they
that.
Might not make it. They might not.
Yeah.
Make it.
They have a series with the Yankees, though. They have a 3-game with the Yankees starting today or tomorrow.
Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays play each other this final week. So that will decide itself. I still feel all right about the Blue Jays making it in.
Fangraphs put them at 40%. 40%.
Should I cash out my Blue Jays then?
No. Hold tight.
No, you got to let this run.
Don't let go. Oh, if you get out and they're in the playoffs, you're never going
to
hear the end of it.
You won't be able to enjoy October. We'll be talking about it every day. All right. Coming up on this side, we will start lining them up for week 3. We'll go through every game, angles, our feeling, the side, the total, everything you need to know for week 3 in the NFL. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth. This is BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.